groups, the Burmese, Myanmar congregation, the Filipino, the 9 o'clock, not just one congregation, but all 14, there was a sense of God's presence beginning to increase and to grow in the hearts of the people. And you are positioned, says the Lord, you are positioned strategically for my kingdom in this place. For at this time, says the Lord, there will be a fire stirring in the hearts of the people. And it is simply a free will opportunity to respond and to say, yes, Lord, I want that fire to grow in me. But the fire won't be contained just in the church. The fire will go from beyond the church. Even as we were praying together this morning, that was the picture that I saw. The fire will go even beyond the church and go out into the community and into the city, and Singapore will truly be known as the Antioch of Asia, as has been prophesied over this nation. And you have a part to play, says the Lord, at St. Andrew's Cathedral. You have a part to play for God's kingdom as part of his kingdom. And that is as you pray, as you unite as one. And I really sensed birthing out of the intercessors. And as the people of God prayed, I sensed this proclamation, witness of the presence of God into this city and even beyond this city into the nations. So that's what I sense prophetically for you as a congregation and for you as a church and as a group of intercessors. And I must say, I am so excited to know and to sense that and to see that. Back to the screen with the PowerPoints. So myself, yes, I lead Springboard Consulting. I started that so that we would have opportunity to strengthen pastors and leaders. If you look in Matthew 26 and Zechariah 13, you'll see it says, strike the shepherd and scatter the sheep. So I said, how can we create an antidote to that? Instead of pastors being struck, how can we see pastors strengthened? So I started an organization. I have 6 to 8 other pastors, all who have been 25 years or more in ministry, some 40 years in ministry, and they come alongside other pastors and strengthen churches throughout different nations, especially based in Melbourne. And then beyond that, what we found was God was opening up opportunities, sometimes even with mental health. So we have psychologists and counselors that assist us to come alongside these pastors particularly, but also business leaders and mission groups. So I've been here in Singapore training a mission group called Pioneers in Asia. And I've been working with their team and working with their board to help them become more effective and more strategic. So that's what I do, the one half of me. The other half of me is a mission worker to Asia. So I have the privilege to go to different parts of Asia, and we do work for the Lord through helping poor, planting churches, so community development and church planting. It's called Asian Outreach, and I'm National Director for Australia for Asian Outreach. But more importantly, as my wife would agree, I'm married for almost 34 years. I have 3 daughters, and as my wife reminds me, and 3 sons-in-law and 2 grandchildren. So I have delight when I see my family and enjoy being with them. So that's background on my story, but beyond that, I want to take you to becoming prophetic people. So even as I shared prophetically before, and even for yourself personally, just as we go to the next slide, let's just have a look and we'll see Bible verse there giving us the foundation. So just the next slide, just the foundation for being able to prophesy. As was read for us, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts and especially prophecy. Now, as you know, 1 Corinthians 14:1 follows after 1 Corinthians 13:13. And 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and these 3 remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is? Okay, let's see whether at the 7 o'clock service we can work together on this one. If you'll do that with me, if you wouldn't mind. And these 3 remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is? Okay, let's get some enthusiasm because it'll lift our spirits. And the greatest of these is?
Love.
Amen. The greatest of these is love. And as Paul wrote that letter to the church at Corinth, his goal was to help the church treat one another better. And as he was teaching the church to do that, he was also wanting to mobilize the church in spiritual gifts. So we can love one another, but we love one another using the spiritual gifts as we do. So 1 Corinthians 14:1 then follows on. And so about 27 years ago, I was asking the Lord, grant me the gift of prophecy so that I may be a blessing for people, to strengthen them, to help them be equipped and strengthened for the kingdom. Because that is following your way of love. And then if you turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 14:3, you'll see it says in 1 Corinthians 14:3, prophecy is given for edification, exhortation, and comfort. Or another version says, prophecy is given to strengthen us, to encourage us and build us up, and also to comfort us. So that's why prophecy comes. And so the foundation for becoming prophetic people is so that we would be able to minister out of love. It's like this lady here. If I come across to you, if you wouldn't mind standing so I know you know who I'm speaking with. Sometimes it can become confusing. But the Lord showed me during the worship a picture of you just extending out love to many people, especially to family. And the word of the Lord to you was that God has seen the sacrifices that you have made as you've given with love for others. And he comes today, sister, to commend you, to affirm you, and to strengthen you. And just to come alongside, God just said to me clearly, say to this woman that I am pleased with her, and say to her that I affirm her in the gift of love that she expresses, both to family members as well as to other people. So God bless you, sister. Amen. So it's like that. The gift of love is given, but that's the foundation for the prophetic gift. So as we continue on in the slides, the foundation of the prophetic gifts in Galatians 5, it goes on and it says, so if our slides can just continue, otherwise I'll look on to this one. Oh yes, Matthew 22, thank you. So in Matthew 22 and Luke 10, it says it all starts with love, love from God, love for God, and love for people. So on to the verse. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And Luke 10 says, and with all your strength. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Prophecy starts with love. Next verse takes us on to Galatians, the test of love, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And the verse, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. What I love about this verse is I apply this verse to my own life and I say, Lord, am I being more loving today? Am I being patient even in the traffic and even when they shut roads and make it difficult for us to come to church? Am I being patient when there's people bustling through at high speed through Orchard Road and someone jumps in front of you at the queue to buy a kebab or something like that? Am I being patient in the different things that I face in my world? And so that's a test for me, as it's a test for all of us, to live out of that fruit of the Spirit. And that's the foundation for the gifts of the Spirit. But the pathway to the gifts opens up the opportunity for us to minister to one another. So as we continue on in the slides, with a foundation of love, we can become effective prophetic people. Yes, thank you. Next one. Loving relationship with Jesus, the giver of the gifts, is the way that we can begin to prophesy and minister to other people. So I pray that there would be that sense of anticipation in your own hearts, like in my brother here with the glasses and the shirt. Do you mind standing? Yeah, that's it. It's like what I saw you doing was you were listening, you were soaking in, you were absorbing. It was almost like you're one of those sponges on the beach that is absorbing the things that you're hearing right now. It's a healthy thing. And as the sponge on the beach absorbs water, it finds life. And little fish and little plankton and things like that live within the sponge. But as you're sponging in the things of the Spirit and you're analyzing, reflecting upon them and listening and hearing the word of the Lord, as you're soaking that in, what I saw you doing in the future, my brother, is pouring this out into others' lives, beginning to teach this, beginning to share this. And in the future, what God was showing me was beginning to speak this so that others may find life. You may have never prophesied before, or you may have had other opportunities to see things, but God's going to stir within your heart like a fire beginning to burn, to know His word, to listen to His Spirit. And there'll be a time, as it says in Jeremiah, that the fire will become so strong, you just have to speak. And you'll speak with 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3, strengthening, comforting and encouraging people. I see God just flowing through you, brother, and doing that just as you listen and sponge and draw in the things of God. So God bless you. Amen. Yeah. So as we see in Matthew 3, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. This is John the Baptist about Jesus. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So the pathway to the gifts is a love relationship with Jesus. If anyone is sharing prophetically and not lifting up Jesus and pointing to Jesus, you can figure that something is not quite right. It's a pointing to Jesus, it's a giving glory to Jesus, it's an honoring to Jesus that we want to do. An example would be a church similar to this. It was perhaps a little bit bigger than this. It was in Myanmar, and I point to Jesus for what he did in this situation. It was many years ago, and in Burma, in Myanmar, they'd kindly brought together 19 village churches. These village churches all gathered together, and I had the privilege to preach that night. And as I preached, right across this wide church, it was wide spread out, wasn't quite as long, but it was spread out. I shared and I saw across in the congregation a young man that the Lord gave me a word to. Just like this, I asked him to stand up. And as I shared with this young man, as I saw things in his life, through the interpreter, of course, so I shared this with this young man. He was deeply touched and deeply moved. He came up to me afterwards, and through the interpreter, he told me his story. If you understand Burma, he had been a gang boy. So he had done things that he was not proud of. And he did not yet know the Lord until he had received that prophetic word. But when he received that prophetic word, giving glory to God, that young man came to me, committed his life to Jesus, and through the discipleship of that village church, I then heard he was discipled and strengthened and grew to become an effective servant of the Lord. So what I saw was because Jesus was lifted up, because prophetic was applied, because there was an expression of love, this young man's life was changed. One more story before I continue on about the foundation of love relationship with Jesus. There was a woman who was preparing for baptism at the church where I was a helper, where I was helping in leadership. We were preparing people for baptism. She had the baptismal gown on, and I saw a scar across her arm. And God said to me, this woman has faced much hardship and much difficulty and even abuse. I want you to let her know I love her and I'm coming to heal her heart today as well as to baptize her. And so as I shared that with her, she burst into tears, this Asian lady in her 50s, and I was in my 20s at this time. And she burst into tears, and she said to me, I'm going to go and get my husband. I must tell him. And I thought, either this is very good or I'm in trouble. Anyway, she went and got her husband, and her husband came back, and he had tears in his eyes. And he said to me, brother, or pastor, he said, please forgive me. Now, I was not a pastor, and it wasn't up to me to forgive him. But I said, oh, why is that, brother? And he said, I've been harsh with my wife all my life. I've abused her, I've put her down, I've been unkind to her, and I've harmed her. I need your forgiveness. And I said, you don't need my forgiveness, you need Jesus' forgiveness and your wife's forgiveness. Would you say to your wife you are sorry? Oh, yes. And he turned to her. And you know, I lift up Jesus because that prophetic was shared, that marriage was restored. Because the prophetic was shared, the marriage was restored. So I'm assuming you're a husband and wife. Yes? Do you mind standing? Yeah. What God was showing me was there is great wisdom upon both your lives. There's a great investment for the kingdom for how you have been living, both through finances, but also through influence and through wisdom for God's purpose. There's a great investment that he's been doing through both your lives. And what God was showing me as I looked across at you there, as I was speaking, he also was speaking with me. And what he was showing me was, here is an example of a marriage where two people love one another deeply from the heart, as it says in Peter. And as they love one another deeply from the heart, you are an example marriage for others around about you. And through that wisdom and that influence and those opportunities, the word of the Lord through you is that you would minister out into other marriages and bless other couples and bless other families. So God bless you both. Amen? Amen. Let's continue on with the slides. We'll power through a few slides fairly quickly. Also, Holy Spirit baptism opens up the opportunity for the gifts to minister to other people. And then beyond pathway to the gifts, we'll go our first step. So there's a pathway to the gifts. Next slide. Our first step, we'll just keep going on to the next slide. Our first step is to accept the gifts. So it's up to us whether we choose to accept, just next slide, to accept the gifts. So as I've been sharing prophetically and as I'm speaking today and as I'm prophesying, it's up to you whether you choose to receive what I'm saying. Natural free will choice. It's up to you. You might say, who was that guy? Where was he from? Or you might say, God was speaking today. There was a stirring in my heart and I want to respond. And you may get down on your knees and you may say, now, Lord, what do you want me to do as a response? There'll be an opportunity after the service for you to receive some prayer if you would like to. And I'd love to be able to just lay hands on people if you would like that and just to ask God's anointing and God's Spirit to rest upon you even in an increased way. Even to see the release of God's Spirit in a greater way. I recognize as I'm walking around some people from my last visit about 2 or 3 years ago. And it brings me joy to see you continuing on and powering on in God. And some of you are just going to do that anyway. And others of you, it's just great to have the opportunity for someone to come along and just to pray with you. But it's about accepting the gifts. And then following on from that, we're just going to jump over some verses for sake of time. So let's keep going with the slides and I'll tell you when to stop. So next slide. Next slide. Next slide. We also need to value the gifts. So if I was to give a gift to my sister here and I said to her, would you like to take my iPad? Please, sister, thank you. She could take my iPad, but it's up to her whether she takes that. And she might think to herself, oh, beauty, I've got Pastor's iPad, or however you call me. I've got Brian's iPad, and now I wonder what's in it, what treasures I can find within that. Maybe I can use that for myself. But that would be valuing the gift that my sister receives. Thank you, sister. So valuing the gift that she receives, I got it back. I've done that with my wallet as well, but thankfully no one's ever taken money out. So it's about valuing the gifts that God gives us. It's not, oh, he prophesied, big deal, so what? Or she shared prophetically with me. It doesn't matter, it was just God speaking. It does matter. It was God speaking. So it's valuing the gifts. And then following on from that, next slide. So It's exercising the gifts. We don't have time today, but what I do in many different countries when I go and share is I then share prophetically a seminar. It normally takes about 9 hours, and I've shared this in Thailand, in the north of Thailand. I've shared it in India, in Burma, in many different places. And as I do, I see an activation of the people of God. So if that's something as a congregation you decide you want to do, have a talk with Deaconess June, and perhaps that's something that we can do in the future. But most importantly, within this short time that I share with you, I pray you would exercise the gifts that you receive, that you would stir up the gifts that are within you already, that there would be something that comes, almost like you don't use log fires here in Singapore. I don't think you need to. But back home in Melbourne during winter, we've had the log fire, but we set up the wood, we put in the paper, we have a fire lighter, which gets it going, but then we have to spark the match. I pray that I've been a match that sparks something in your heart to stir you up again, to be able to step out with the gifts that God has given you, the many gifts that are in His Word, but also the spiritual gifts that, such as prophecy and miracles and word of knowledge and word of wisdom and discerning of spirits and healing, that you would be stirred up again with the gifts that God has given you, and you would exercise those gifts for His glory. It's just like my brother here in the middle next to Daniel, if you don't mind standing. Yeah. It's like God has something stirring in your heart. There'll be a new level of His anointing. Let me just stand here so I don't have a back to the congregation. But there'll be a new level of anointing upon you for His kingdom. I just saw as we were having the worship at the start of the service, there's a real hunger within your heart, my brother. I don't recognize you from previous visits. And the lovely thing when I come here is I don't know people, but I do know what God is speaking to me. And there's a hunger and a desire within your spirit. And as you drink in of the Spirit of God, I saw an increase of the flow of the purposes of God through you, both through His Word and by His Spirit, to be a demonstration for His glory. So God bless you, brother. God bless you. So as we continue on, so it's exercising the gifts. It's as you exercise the gifts, my brother, to inspire and encourage others. It's exercising the gifts. And finally, it's multiplying the gifts. So for prophecy to be effective, we need to multiply those gifts. 2 Timothy 2 says this. Paul said to Timothy in his letter here, "And these things that you have seen and heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust them to faithful and reliable people who will also entrust them to others." Now, I understand you have 14 congregations here, if I've understood rightly and remembered rightly. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. And even tonight, I know there's a dinner on for the 5 o'clock service, and a number of people are going to be coming. I just want to encourage you, share this message, carry this message, let an ignition, like a fire starter, let an ignition go from your hearts into the hearts of the people so that you would multiply it, that you would find faithful and reliable people who would also then find others. And this message of the demonstration of the Spirit of God would cause an ignition in the hearts of the people, that Jesus would be real to people. Jesus is real. We proclaim Him and we give Him glory. And He's the one that we live for and the one that we honor. And yet, isn't it so exciting when you see others around about your life coming to know Jesus, experiencing His presence, family members, work colleagues, neighbors, friends, coming to know Jesus. You have a message to proclaim. You have a message to live, and you have a message to demonstrate. I pray that as you've reflected upon this, that there would be a stirring in your hearts to become prophetic people. May I pray with you? Father, we say thank you to you that you are such a wonderful God. We just honor you and give you glory. I thank you for the hearts of your people here. So many who followed you for so long, I thank you for their passion I thank you for their desire. And I pray that today you would light a fire in their hearts like never before. And there would be an ignition in a greater way. And you'd release the prophetic both now upon your people, through the congregations, through this church, in this nation, and beyond, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you all.